loud voices shouting instructions. I heard the heavy pounding of footsteps getting louder as they thundered up the stairway, and then that banging on the door. I tried to convince myself that this was not happening. The angry thumping startled me out of my stupor. I went to the phone and made a call. The shouting at the door could no longer be ignored. They had come for me. They had come for the willing, naive decoy. I was under surveillance due to an aborted attempt to cross Ibrahim into Swaziland some days earlier. We had had to stop at a military roadblock and our names were recorded. At the time and afterwards, Ibrahim was confident that the legend we had created to explain our trip would hold. But I was no longer sure of this. I knew my arrest would put him at risk. I knew that if he were caught, we would have failed, and failure was unacceptable.